Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Chrisandra Rutledge.
Hi, Cassandra. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for the attorneys we work with. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And after using Hair Relaxer, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
Yes, ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm pretty sure I already let you know, but I just want to say again, this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
Yes.
You do already have an attorney?
Yes.
Do you know which law firm?
Well, actually, I just did the thing online, so I thought maybe that's why you was called. So no, I don't have an attorney.
Have you, just to confirm, have you ever, sorry, have you ever like signed on with an attorney group?
No.
Has a law firm ever spoken to you about this before?
No.
Okay, perfect. I just have to confirm it. But thank you for that. I just want to make sure there doesn't or there isn't a contract that exists. So you don't
Oh,
already
okay.
have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with
Yes.
another law firm?
Yes.
And have you or a loved one used the hair straightening chemicals or hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
And it was ovarian cancer, unfortunately.
Yes.
See. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what was your date of diagnosis for ovarian cancer?
My date of diagnosis was May 2019.
Do you know the day by chance?
Yes, it was on the 18th, the worst day of my life.
So sorry. So that was May 18th of 2019. And then do you know the doctor that you were, or the hospital that you were treated at?
Yes, I was treated at Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center.
Novant.
Novant,
Oh, Novant.
Novant.
Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center
Yes.
in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
And then I'm just going to read off the address that I found online. I have Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center, 200 Hawthorne Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28204.
Yes, sir.
And then the phone number I found online is 704-834 or 704-384-4000.
Yes.
And then just one second. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The name of the doctor that diagnosed me were Dr. McHuffey, Derek McHuffey,
Garrett.
and Dr. Derek,
Oh, Derek. Sorry.
Derek McHuffey, and Dr. Mark Bland.
Doctor, so do you know which one diagnosed you?
Dr. McHuffey, Derek McHuffey, oncologist.
And then the spelling on the last name was
McH MCHAFFIE.
And then the first name was DEREK.
Yes.
Okay. And what state were you diagnosed in?
North Carolina.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah. North Carolina would qualify. And you were diagnosed in 2019?
Yes.
Okay, that does work. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer?
I used it about 26 years, like 6 to 8 weeks.
28 years, 6 to 8 weeks?
26 years, but I used it like every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, I see. So about every 2 months?
Yes.
Okay. So how many times per year you would say... Probably about six times per year?
Yes.
And the facility that you were diagnosed with cancer at was Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center, 200 Hawthorne Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina,
yes.
28204?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
1-8-1963.
And that was 01-08-1963?
Yes, sir.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And if I may ask, do you have any friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, loved ones, distant relatives, anyone that you know that was also diagnosed with or affected by hair relaxer?
Yes, I have a friend that was diagnosed but she passed on.
I'm sorry. Do you know what she was affected by, or?
No, I don't.
Did she ever tell you what type of cancer she was diagnosed with?
Yes, she had ovarian as well.
Okay. Do you know if anyone is around that would want to file for her? Like a mother, daughter, husband, son?
I don't know because she worked with me and I think she was from up north somewhere. So she didn't really have family here until she got sick. I think they came and flew her back to the hometown for her to do her medical stuff there.
And is that the last time you spoke to her?
Yes.
Do you know anybody else? That's like anybody else recently?
No.
Okay, no worries. And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
Which state?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
North Carolina.
Got you. And when did you start using hair relaxer? What year?
93.
Started using it in 1993?
Yes.
And when was the last time that you used hair relaxer?
2019.
2019, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And how often did you use hair relaxer? Was it weekly, monthly, four times per year, less than four times?
I used to use it every 6 to 8 weeks, so I say every other month.
Got you. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer for?
About 26.
26 years straight?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever take breaks and stop using it?
No.
And did you receive treatment at a hair salon or at home or both?
Yes, I did both.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the salon?
Yeah, one of them was Styles by Nate.
Styles by Nate?
Styles by Nathan, yes.
Is that a
hair salon?
Styles by Nathan?
Uh-huh.
In Northern Carolina?
It's in Charlotte, North Carolina, yes, sir.
Huh. Do you have the address of that place?
I don't have the number part, but it's on Eastway Drive in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Eastway Drive. House of Styles?
House of Styles by Nate?
I'm not
it's
seeing anything.
On the sign. No, on the sign it just had Styles by Nathan on the front of his billboard outside.
Styles by Nathan, but okay. Okay. Was there any other addresses that you know, or locations?
No.
And then do you remember where you purchased the products that you used them at home, or that you use at home?
I purchased them at the hair supply stores here in Charlotte. Sometime I purchased it at Family Dollar.
What was the name?
Family Dollar store.
Family Dollar. And then any other locations?
Yeah, the beauty supply stores here in Charlotte.
Do you know the name of the supply stores?
It just got beauty supply. I used the one on Sunset Road, then the beauty supply store I used on W.T. Harris, and it was just around Charlotte.
Sorry.
And I purchased them at Walmart as well.
And then, so for locations, I have Family Dollar, Walmart, anything else?
That's about it.
And then, do you remember which name brand product you use? We have Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic
Dark
Root
and
Simulator.
Lovely. Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Any other brands?
No.
And did your cancer happen 2 or more years after you first started using the products regularly, for at least 1 year?
It happened a couple of years. I started itching and irregular periods, and I went to the doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then just to confirm, so did your cancer happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No.
So it did not happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for 1 year?
It probably happened about 3 years after I started using it.
So it
but
did.
But I didn't know.
So it
yeah,
did happen
I
two
had,
or more years?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and then what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I didn't know it was affecting me that way until I went to the doctor.
I see. And then just to confirm for the recorded line, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Oh, no, it didn't. My diagnosis didn't start till, they didn't diagnose me until May of 2019.
And so... And you started using it in 1993?
Yes.
So did it happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year?
No.
It did not? How? Well, okay, so it would... So do you understand, like...
You asked me, did... No, I had complications after I started using, but I didn't go to the doctor I didn't know what was going on with me, but I was diagnosed in May of 2019.
But the diagnosis did take place 2 or more years after you first started using the product.
Hello?
Hello? Sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
But the diagnosis took place 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No, it did not.
Didn't take place 2 or more years after you first started using the product for 1 year?
No.
So it took place in 1993? Well, no,
I started using the product in 93.
Exactly. So it took place after 93, correct?
Yes.
So then it would have taken place 2 or more years after you first started, which is a good thing. This is supposed to be a yes.
Yes.
Well, okay, well, all right, well, I want you to, like, understand, I'm sorry. It is a yes, I need you to, like, understand. Your cancer did take place 2 or more years after you first started using the product, correct?
Yes.
Or no? Well, do you think yes? Well, or will...
I would say yes. I would say yes.
No, I know. So, well, and then I just want you to understand. It's like, it's 2 or more years after you first started using the product.
No, it didn't take place 2 or 3 years after I started using the product.
No, 2 or more years. So after 2 or more years.
That's when it took place, after 2 or more years.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Yeah, so it wasn't. So you started using it in 93. It definitely happened after 95, correct?
Correct.
Okay, it has to be. Okay. And then, yeah, they're worded really weird, so I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, that's kind of the question. So you weren't – it was 2 years – two or more, if you started in 93, you were diagnosed after 95, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, they're worded really weird. But, yeah, that's perfect. And then do you remember what type of treatment you received?
Yes, I do. I received, my treatment was a complete hysterectomy.
Oh.
I had chemo and I had immunotherapy.
And then, so I have a complete hysterectomy, chemotherapy, mm-hmm. and immune. Sorry.
Immunotherapy.
Okay, perfect. So I have a complete hysterectomy, chemotherapy, and immunotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the treatment date?
My treatment date was on May of 2019. May the 23rd, to be exact.
Perfect. And then for treatment date, I have May 23rd, 2019.
Yes.
And then do you remember the name of the treating or the doctor that treated you?
Yes. Dr. Derek McCarthy.
And then you said there was two doctors, right? Was one of them treating and one of them diagnosing?
One of them was, Dr. Mark Blinn was diagnosing. Dr. Derek McCarthy was treating.
Okay, so I have Derek as the treating, or I have Derek as the diagnosing, we said, but he's actually the treating?
No. Derek Mahuffy is the oncologist. He did the treatment. Mark Bland, gynecologist, he did my surgery.
Okay. Just 1 second. And then, so Dr. Mark was the one that did the surgery, or he's the one that diagnosed?
He did the diagnosis came from Dr. Mahuffy. He did the diagnosis. The hysterectomy was done by Dr. Mark Bland.
Okay. So the treating doctor was Dr. Mark Bland, and the diagnosing was Dr. Derek McCaffey?
Yes.
Perfect. And where did Dr. Mark Bland treat out of? Was it Novant Health?
Yes.
Okay. And then just one second, I'm going to look up. So Dr. Mark Bland, BLAND.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And he was. Do you have his address by chance?
Which one?
For Mark Bland. I have a different one online. Well, is it the same Novant
Yeah,
Health address?
Mark Bland. Yeah, it's Novant. He worked. He's a Novant Health physician, and he was out of Huntersville. He comes out of Huntersville, North Carolina.
Got you. And so he was out of Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center as well.
Yes.
The one on
And
200. Sorry.
200 Hawthorne Lane. Yeah, both of them physicians of Novant Health.
Okay.
But one office is in Huntersville. Mark Bland is in Huntersville, North Carolina. And Dr. McHaffey is at Novant Health Matthews, North Carolina. His office is there.
So it's two separate hospitals.
No,
Or is it same one?
no.
Or they just have separate, like individual offices?
Yes, they office one in Huntersville, one in Matthews, which is 5 minutes away from the hospital.
So what address? I'm going to put down the 200 Hawthorne Avenue
Yes,
for
for
both of them.
both, because that's what, yeah.
And then I'm just going to read this back to you to make sure I have this correct. I have Dr. Mark Bland, 200 Hawthorne Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28204. And the treatment date was May 23rd, 2019.
Yes.
And you started using Harrilaxor in 1993 and you stopped in 2019.
Yes.
And then your date of birth is January 8th, 1963.
Yes.
And your date of diagnosis with cancer was, or date of diagnosis with ovarian cancer was May 18th,
May
two
the
thousand eight.
18th,
Oh, per May.
2019.
Awesome, perfect. And then you were treated by Dr. Derek McHaffey.
Yes.
Perfect. And we are almost done here. I'm just gonna. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Perfect. And then can I have your first name, middle initial, and last name?
I don't have a middle name, but my first name is Chrisandra, Chrisandra. Last name Rutledge, Rutledge.
Rutledge.
Yes.
And there is no middle initial?
No, sir, it isn't.
No worries. And then can I have your full social for HIPAA and identification purposes?
Yes, 242 19
249.
0116.
242190116.
Yes.
And then the spelling on the first name is Chrisandra.
Yes, sir.
And the last name is Rutledge.
Yes.
Okay. And then the email is
Yes.
Rutledge57@gmail.com.
Yes.
And the phone number is 980-399-1245.
Could you repeat that?
980-399-1245.
Yes.
And then what was your, was that a mobile home phone or both?
Both.
And then you can receive text and emails, correct, on this on the
Yes.
device?
Yes.
And then can I have your full home address, please?
Yes, it's going to be 1028 Oakland, Oakland Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206.
And then so I have 1028 Oakland Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, Mecklenburg County, 28204.
Yeah, 06.
Oh, it's 06?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It comes up as 04.
No.
It came up as 04.
Well, it might be okay, it might be 0. Maybe they changed it, but I always thought it was 28206.
It comes up for Charlotte. It comes up for the Novant Health Center as 28204, Charlotte City.
Okay, that's a Novant Health. I thought you was asking about my address.
I mean, for your address, when I looked it up, it came up as 28204 as well.
Oh, well, okay then.
And then, do you have a copy of the medical records, by chance?
I have some. My doctor have. I have some that's in storage. I can get a couple of what I have, but my doctors have the rest.
Would you be able to provide those? And that's okay. Would you be able to provide what you have by email or electronically?
Electronically, yes, I can.
And then for this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Your emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
No. It'd be my daughter.
Your daughter, and she can have her first name and phone number?
Yes, her first name is Christy. With the C, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y. Last name, Ross.
And then phone number?
704-293-4771.
4771.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have 704-293-4771.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I'm with it. Perfect. And that was for Christy, and that's your daughter?
Yes.
And then the home address is 1028 Oakland Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, Mecklenburg, 28204.
Yes.
Phone number is 980-399-1245.
Yes.
And full social is 242-190-116.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send over these documents right now. Just let me know as soon as you do get them. They're going to come through either text message or email.
Okay. Okay, I just received them.
Perfect. As soon as you do click on the message, it's going to take you to a link. Just click on that link and then it's going to ask you to...
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to try to put you on speakerphone so you can walk me through this.
No worries.
If I can get my phone to act right. Okay. Let's get my phone to even act right. What's going on with this guy?
And then were you able to access those?
Okay, let me pull up the things. I can't get my speaker to act right on this phone. So I'm going to turn the volume up so I can hear you.
No worries.
Okay.
When you do click.
Did it come from, did it come from Jayden?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay.
And then just click on the link that's.
Okay, I did it.
And then it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue.
Do I need to say yes?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Okay.
And then after that, I think it's continue.
Okay. Continue. Okay. Just say please sign, but it's... Oh.
And then there's going to be a start button on the top right.
Uh-huh.
It's and then just click that as soon as you're on the page.
Okay. I'm signing now.
Oh, and then, yeah, it's going to have you adopt a few signatures.
Okay.
And then just let me know when you're at that part.
Okay. Okay. And how many signatures? Because I don't see but two.
Oh, just try to go back.
One minute, I'm gonna go back. Okay, I got it.
Okay. And then it's gonna, there's gonna be a finish button. As soon as you click that, should be good to go.
Okay, I got all of them, I think. Let me
Okay.
make sure. I think I got all of them.
And just
Anyway.
make, yeah, as you're going through, just make sure everything is accurate. If anything looks misspelled or anything like that, just let me know.
Okay, everything looks accurate.
And then I'll go over it as well as soon as I get them back, just to make sure everything's correct.
Okay, I think I'm done because it says finish.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to read these off to you and make sure everything's correct on here.
Okay.
So the first name I have is Chrisandra, Chrisandra Rutledge, Rutledge. And
Yes.
then, perfect. And then the address is 1028 Oakland Avenue, Charlotte, North
Yes.
Carolina 28204.
Yes.
Date of birth is 01/08/1963. Full social is 242-190116.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. If you have any questions throughout this entire process, you can reach out to me. The attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to do case verification. Just be on the lookout for that call, okay?
All right.
But if you have any questions between now and when they get a hold of you, you can always reach out to me. The te I'll send you a
Okay.
text from, it'll come from a 949 number, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't.
Awesome. And again, thank you so much for your time, and I'm very, very sorry about your experience, and thank you for
Thank you.
taking the time to speak with me about this.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you do as well. Bye.